This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This guy's supposed to be on vacation, Domino, but he can't be because of everything going on.
No, I picked the wrong week to stop doing, you know the line.
Whatever it is he's doing on vacation. Mark Schlabaugh joining us as well from ESPN.com on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Some vacation, huh, Mark? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I just got here yesterday from the U.S. Open, but I'm used to it. As soon as I start covering golf, it turns into the worst version of the SEC. I think I told you guys that before.
Yeah, you're right about that. You said it before, and you can say it again. So Brooks Koepka, as we said, is joining LIV Golf, and now the PGA Tour, this story broke, I guess, about 15 minutes ago. They're going to be changing some things as a result in the fall of 23, are they not?
Yeah, it looks like it. There was a 90-minute players meeting today at the Travelers up in Connecticut. Jay Monahan spoke. I've seen, we were told before, prior back in February at Riviera, that they were looking at three events at $25 million for the top guys, no cuts, guaranteed money, potentially three international events. And now I just saw a report from, I think, Golf Digest that said eight events at $20 million apiece. So it's somewhere there. I'm trying to get guys on the phone, but they're on the practice screen at Travelers.
Is eight events more than, look, we knew something was going to happen. They were not going to stand pat. But do you think eight events is more than anybody originally thought? But they were like, if we're going to go in, let's not nickel and dime this thing. Let's go all in.
Yeah, I mean, eight events would be a lot. And I don't know if eight's the right number because we, like I said, three before. But, I mean, look, the PGA Tour had to do something. You know, as I've told you guys before, they can't compete with LIV Golf when it comes to money because they don't have Saudi Arabia's pockets behind them. But, you know, they've got to do enough to keep the top guys there. And by doing this with no cut events, only the top 50 in the FedEx Cup standings, you know, that's a pretty big effort to keep the top guys at home. And it looks like they're also going to go back to a calendar year schedule until a wraparound schedule, because that's a big complaint from a lot of guys too, is that they're just having to play too many events, and then if they take time off in the fall, then they're falling behind in FedEx Cup points. By the time they get back to Hawaii in January, they're way behind in points and have to make up a lot of ground. So I think it's good efforts. We talked to somebody who was in the meeting today, and he said that the membership had been more engaged than ever, and that they had a good discussion. So we'll see how it goes.
Before we get to what the PGA Tour might still do and how they might want to get the majors involved, I don't know where they found the money, if they shake cushions, if they, you know, what do you got in your pocket? But are they going to try to pass this off from an advertising point of view? Will we see sponsorships, new sponsorships or expanded sponsorships coming to help fray the, you know, defray the cost?
Yeah, I mean, you could see, Chris, you could see some of their longtime sponsors shift from some of the lesser tour events to these bigger events. I would assume that Rocket Mortgage and RBC and Michelob Ultra, whoever, would probably, if it's going to be the top 50 guys in the world for the biggest piece, you know, biggest prize money they've ever had, then you would think that the longtime sponsors would want to be the title sponsors on those events and probably pony up more money. But, you know, that's something they're going to have to look at. Do they need 43 events? Do they need events 12 months out of here? Or do they really need a true off season? So I think those are questions. I think there's a players advisory council meeting later today. And then another guy told me he had two meetings today. So there's definitely a lot of movement going on with the Travelers.
Mark Schlabaugh with us from ESPN.com on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Brooks Koepka is joining LIV Golf. Now the PGA Tour in the fall of 23 is going to put forth, as of right now, it looks like eight limited field no-cut events, $20 million purses each for the top 50 finishers. in the prior season's FedEx Cup. Does LIV Golf see this, Mark, you think, as a victory in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got 8 of the top 50 right now. Kepka's 19 in the world. DJ's 18 in the world. I still don't think they've secured one of the best players in golf right now. I think with Bryson DeChambeau, with Patrick Reed, with Kepka, they've got needle movers. But I think all three of those guys are shells of what they once were. Bryson's body's been breaking down. Brooks has got knee, hip, wrist, shoulder injuries, back injuries. He may be headed towards surgery at some point, I was told. DJ is still one of the best players in the world, but he just hadn't done anything since he won a green jacket. I don't know if Greg Norman sees what the PGA Tour is doing as a victory, but certainly it's competition, and he made him change. So he may, knowing Norman, anything that he forces to do is a victory.
All right, couple of quick things. Do we have any idea what Koepka got as a signing bonus?
I don't know the exact figure based on the other figures. I've been told somewhere between $100 million and $200 million.
Okay. So here's the next one. I saw Mickelson's press conference, and for a guy who certainly has been, oh, look at me, he turtled. Brooks Koepka and his personality, for all the stuff he said, even about this subject, this press conference better be something, right? Is he going to own up to it, right? He can't turtle when all is said and done. He'll be pressed.
At least Bryson DeChambeau was honest, saying, look, this is generational money we're talking about here.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, nobody's telling the truth in any of this, which is disappointing. I mean, Rory McIlroy talked about it at the U.S. Open last week. He said, when he said LIV Golf was dead in the water, he took some guys at their word, and they weren't telling the truth, and that's what's most disappointing in this. But, for Koepka to come out and criticize the media and reporters
right
about asking questions about LIV Golf, I mean, it's the only thing anybody's been talking about.
So what's his press conference like?
At Travelers?
Yeah.
If he shows up,
yeah,
he's in the field. I'd have to go back and read his transcript. He never said he wasn't going. He just said every time you guys bring it up, you're giving it more legs. And we asked him about Chase Koepka, his brother, playing in London in the LIV event. He said, "I love my brother. I support anything he does." He never said he wasn't going to go.
But he is a big mouth. I guess my point is, and it's part of the bravado, if you're not going to play great golf, keep yourself on the front page because you're a big mouth. He can't turtle during this. I don't know what he's going to say, but he'll be pressed more than Mickelson.
He's going to be criticized no matter what he does, though.
Mickelson got away with just saying, I'm not going to talk about this stuff. Is Koepka really going to try to play that card?
It.
Right.
Nah, I mean, I think Brooks will address it. Somebody just needs to come out and say, I know where the money's coming from. I know it's not popular with a lot of people, but it's $200 million. It's life-changing money, not only for me, but my children, my grandchildren, and their children.
Yeah.
And just own up to it.
Does the PGA Tour, do they have any kind of muscle to go to the forum? And maybe this now just says this is going to be off the table. Do you think Monahan talked to the four groups that run the four majors? I'm sure he has. But do you think they had any kind of squeeze, they have any kind of hand, and telling them, here's what you have to do immediately. You got to take them all out of every tournament that you guys run.
They got to be really careful, Chris, because if they all get together with the DP World Tour, the European Tour, and the PGA Tour and the majors, that's conspiracy. That's antitrust. That's a lawsuit. It's going to end up in court anyway, but I think that's the reason you haven't heard much from Augusta National or the R&A at this point is, the big question going forward is does LIV Golf get official world golf ranking points for their events? And that's going to be a mess because Jay Monahan, the DP World Tour CEO, all those guys are on that committee that decides whether or not events get points. And, it's supposed to be a year out. You're supposed to wait a year to get them. You got to be sustainable for a year. You're supposed to have minimum 75 player fields. You're supposed to have 72 holes. So there's plenty of criteria to turn them down, but at the same time, it's a huge conflict of interest.
Do you think any of the majors says these guys are not eligible to play?
I think the PGA will. because the PGA of America is so closely associated with PGA Tour.
Well, it seems to be a mess that is far from being untangled. Try to enjoy your vacation, Mark Slabaugh, although with all of this going on, I don't know how you're going to, but we do appreciate you coming on with us and giving us some of the latest.
Hey, Mark, how much beach time do you lose if Jack Nicklaus now comes out and says, I am now part of the LIV Tour?
There goes your whole vacation.
You might as well just go home.
I told my two editors in Boston, I said, I don't care if Tiger Woods goes to LIV Golf, I'm leaving my phone off. And here I am.
Yeah, famous last words. Mark, thanks again. Try to enjoy vacation.
All right, thank you.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.